It's the MC's Country Cafe Coaches Show with Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, Lance, and good morning, everybody. Welcome here to the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. This will be our final Coaches Show for the fall and winter sports seasons. We'll wrap it up and bring it back for you, hopefully coming up in the fall again. But we do have some high school basketball coming up for you tonight. South Central Calhoun will take on Iowa Falls Alden in a Class 2A Boys Substate 7 final. That game going to be played in Marshalltown. I'll have the broadcast on Kick 106.7. Pregame coverage around 6:45 tonight, with the tip-off at 7 o'clock. Now, the Carroll Tigers look to punch their ticket to the boys' state basketball tournament with a Class 3A Substate 1 final against Sergeant Bluff Luton over in Denison on Monday night. Terry Kaspabauer and I will have the call on 93.7 KKRL. Pregame again there around 6:45 with the tip-off at 7 o'clock. We are going to talk with Carroll boys basketball coach Randy Beeson coming up here real quick about their wins over Sioux Center and Storm Lake and about that matchup Monday night with Sergeant Bluff Luton. We're also going to play some recap interviews that I did with both of our area wrestling coaches from Carroll and Kemper, Eric Noggle of Carroll and Shane Vaughn of Kemper, as we look back at their past season here and how they felt like things went. We wrap up their season with them. You can find recap interviews with all of our basketball and wrestling and boys swimming coach and Deb Danner. All of those interviews are available for you on our report scores and stats page. Just check out the sports drop down menu and then go to that page at 1380kcim.com and catching up with all of the coaches as their seasons have come to an end. Still looking, of course, to catch up with Randy Beeson, of course, and Clive Clark, whose teams are still playing. Also, Tom Kennedy, the girls basketball coach at Peyton Sherdan. And I do have an interview set up Tuesday morning with Lance Schultz, the South Central Calhoun wrestling coach. So if you're looking for those, of course, Clive and Randy still playing. So we'll wrap up the season with them after the state tournament when their season comes to an end. We'll wrap up the season, hopefully, with Lance Schultz Tuesday morning, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Tom Kennedy at some point this coming season. But we're going to step away. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. We'll talk with Randy Beeson coming up next here on KCIM.
It's that time of year for comfort food, and you can always count on MC's Cafe for just that, along with fast, friendly service. Whether you're stopping in for a rich cup of coffee or their delicious daily specials, stop in today, try a slice of their homemade pie, a cup of soup, or all-day breakfast. MC's Country Cafe, your stop for great food. Locally owned and operated for over 27 years. MC's, located on Highway 30 East in Carroll.
Back here at the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show, talking right now with Carroll Tiger head boys basketball coach Randy Beeson as the Tigers headed to the substate final coming up on Monday night over in Denison. They'll take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. But coach, first you guys had to get through a couple of pretty good teams in Sioux Center and Storm Lake. Able to do that this week. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. It was a fun week, so we'll see if we can pull off one more.
Absolutely. Let's bounce back to Tuesday night. You guys were scheduled originally to play Sioux Center on Monday with the storm that came through on Sunday. That game got moved back to Tuesday. Kind of a slow start for you guys, down 10 there about late in the second quarter, but with about a minute left, Torrey Feldman got a steal. You guys got a bucket. You got another bucket. All of a sudden, you're down 5 heading into the halftime. Come out in the second half and really take control of that basketball game, and you go ahead and win it going away, 76-53. So as we bounce back to Tuesday here, Coach, kind of your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, you know, we were prepared for their 1-2-2 zone that they were going to play. And at practice, we looked really good against our scout team. You know, but once you get into the game and they're really running at what they've run all year long, you know, it looks a little different. So we ended up turning it over 8 times in the first quarter. We were fortunate enough to make some outside shots. I think we had 5 threes in the first quarter. So, you know, we're still up 15-10 with about a minute to go in the first quarter, and a couple turnovers led to some easy baskets for them, and they go on a 7-0 run to lead by 2 at the end of the first. And second quarter, we didn't turn it over as much, but we didn't play any defense. They made some outside shots. They got to the basket and got ourselves down 10 there about halfway through the second, even about a minute to go maybe before halftime. But, yeah, Torrey got a steal. I think Drake got an and-one. And then we got another basket right before half to cut it to a 5-point lead. So it was a good way to end the half. And then we had a really good third quarter. We didn't hesitate. rotate on the offensive end, and defensively, we were really good. You know, we talked about how we can't give up 37 points again. We got to find a way to get a few stops, and I don't think they scored about the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, and held them to 8 points, and we were pretty good offensively. So we got to go in a little bit and cruise to a big win.
Coach, you mentioned the and one from Treat, and he also started you off, if I remember right, in the third with a three. I thought Torrey Feldman's tip-in, though, right before the buzzer, too, kind of sparked you guys going into the halftime.
Yeah. You know, he gets his hands on a lot of basketballs. You know, he got that steal and the assist, and then all of a sudden, you know, gets an on-board and put back. And he's just one of those guys that has a really good basketball IQ and knows where to be, and he's long and athletic. He was really good. Colby shot the ball really well. Ended up having five threes that night. And like you said, Trayton was really good. Hit that three and then hit two more there in the second half and attacked the basket a little bit too. So it was a good win. You know, it's this time of the year you want your seniors to step up and make plays and do some things because, you know, they realize that things are winding down a little bit. So it was good to see those guys. Colby had 23, Torrey had 18. And Trayton at 18. So it's good to see those seniors step up and play well.
Coach, those seniors came out and played well again Thursday night. You guys able to host Storm Lake. I thought Storm Lake did a really nice job of kind of controlling tempo maybe through the first three quarters, but you guys never gave up the lead, got tied six times, but I thought you guys executed pretty well offensively. Your thoughts on, you know, kind of a lower, slower tempo maybe than what you want, but your guys' ability to be able to continue to lead throughout that entire game.
Yeah, you know, I agree. The tempo was really slowed down. Offensively, they took their time and really tried to work the basketball and get a good shot and tried to get us to break down a little bit. Defensively, we were really good again. We only gave up 9 points in the first quarter, 21 points at halftime. We just couldn't score, you know, and they came off in the zone to start, similar to what Sioux Center tried to do to us. And we passed the ball well. We just didn't knock down some shots. And instead of penetrating a little bit, we just passed it around the arc. But, you know, I felt like we got pretty good shots. It just didn't fall. And second quarter was, I think they got out of their zone a little bit, played a little bit more man. And once again, I felt like we got pretty good shots. That they're long. You know, they had 6'7" inside and bring kid off the bench who's about 6'9", it seems like, and long arms, and they drive block everything. And we attacked the basket, which we wanted to do, and we got some of our shots blocked, and then we settled on the arc a little bit. When you're not making shots, you know, you're going to go on a couple droughts there. So second half, we just said, hey, we got to keep attacking. We'll get shots to fall. Keep penetrating. Be a little more patient around the basket. If you feel like you can't get them up in the air and draw the foul, kick that thing out. And, you know, third quarter, it wasn't one of those third quarters like Sioux Center where we just came out and really, really – got going and doing some things. You know, we built a 5-6 point lead, but they would score, and it was back and forth the whole way. And we did a nice job executing the sideline out of bounds play. Got Kellen a dunk there right before the fourth quarter. Made it a 3-point game instead of a 1-point game, and that really got us going there in the fourth quarter. And then finally got it going. We spread them out a little bit. We made some shots. We executed some of our sets. Got some easy looks, and played pretty good defense there to end the game as well.
Coach, I thought one of the other key things you guys did is when you were talking about attacking, you got Gaffney in some early foul trouble. I know Dak come in and had a nice game for them and actually was their leading scorer on the night, but I thought you guys didn't have to worry about Gaffney stepped out and hit a three in the game, but Dak did not want to shoot from out there, so I thought it changed their offense just a little bit with him on the floor.
Yeah, you know, I think he scored 7 or 8 points there in the first half, had a couple fouls, so didn't play as much. And, you know, he didn't play as much in the third and fourth quarter as well because he picked up a couple fouls. So we did a nice job attacking. You know, you can never be scared of some height in there. You got to go in there thinking that you're going to score over the top of them or get them in the air and draw some contact. So our guys did a nice job of still attacking there. And, you know, we tried to spread them out there a little bit in the second quarter. And, you know, we just kind of stood around. Our offense wasn't very good. Usually we get a little more movement even when we're spreading them out. So we thought maybe we could run a few more sets there in the second half, and our guys did a nice job executing that and getting the ball where it needed to be.
Very balanced scoring for you guys as well. Late in the fourth quarter, it was between 7 and 11 points for your top six scorers in the game. It ended up between 7 and 14, those six guys. But you got to like that where everybody seems to be contributing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've said it all year long. You look up at the scoreboard at halftime and go, man, we don't have anyone scoring points. But when you score 23 points, you're not going to have a lot of guys scoring points. You know, so guys at 3-4 points, it felt like is about all. And, we've said this all year long. If someone's struggling, we got other guys that can score the basketball. And Trayton did a nice job attacking the basket. Had a bunch of his points there in the second half. And Caleb hit a couple big threes. Colby hit a couple big threes there late in the game as well. So, I know it's coming at some point, you know, when we go through some scoring droughts. And with a team like that, it really tries to slow it down a little bit. It's tough to get in a rhythm and really get out and go and do some things in transition. So it's good to see that we could grind it out a little bit in the half court and get some good looks.
Rematch coming up for you Monday night. You haven't seen them this season, but you guys met Sergeant Bluff Luton in the playoffs last year. This year, you get a Monday night in the sub-state final for a trip to the state tournament. So looking forward to that matchup. What do you know about that ball club?
Yeah, they lost their point guard from last year, who's a really good player.
Yes.
For them. They lost their center, who ended up going to play football at Wisconsin, I believe, who was really good inside and could shoot from the outside. So they lost a couple big pieces to their team last year that, you know, lost by two, I think, in the championship game to Norwalk. So they lost those two guys, but otherwise everyone's back. They got a kid that's about 6'10", that's going to go play college basketball. They got another 6'7" kid that's going to go play college basketball at Southwest Minnesota State. So they got some athletes on their team, and then they got a really good shooter that hit some threes against us late in the game last year, and then some role players that really do a nice job. So they defend. They're long. They're lanky. They're athletic. So they defend well. You know, Denison played them in the first round the other night and ended up holding Sergeant Bluff, held them to 23 points. So they find a way to get it done on the defensive end. So we'll have a couple good days of practice and be prepared. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that played last year that were part of them taking it to us at our place in the second round. I think they remember that. So hopefully we'll be confident and know that we're going to try to do whatever we can to compete and attack the basket and get out and run, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get a chance to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here this morning and looking forward to talking with you again on Monday night. Best of luck, and we'll see you over in Denison.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Boys basketball team. We'll be back with more from the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show coming up next here on KCIM.
Dr. Richard Gotting, an experienced orthopedic surgeon, is now serving St. Anthony Regional Hospital through Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This partnership brings a full spectrum of orthopedic services and the highest quality care right here to St. Anthony. Dr. Gotting talks about his practice.
My main practice focus is on joint preservation procedures around the shoulder and knee, and also joint reconstruction or replacement of the shoulder and knee, but also do fracture care and some general orthopedics as well.
This partnership is a unique opportunity for patients to have access to the best orthopedic care locally.
So it's as close to having a large city style of orthopedic practice as you could possibly get, and to have that here in Carroll should be really neat.
To set up your consultation with Dr. Gotting and Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine located at the St. Anthony campus, call 794-5536. St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Sports on the go with me, Jeff Blankman, is powered by New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. Each week, make sure to check out our station website at 1380kcim.com, any of our social media platforms, or our new mobile app for the vehicle of the week. You can also tune into any of the games I'm broadcasting. That's for your perfect vehicle at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids, home of Warranty Forever. Let's talk a little Carroll Tiger wrestling right now as we take a look at a great 2020-2021 season with head coach Eric Noggle. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. Second of all, thank and congratulations on what an amazing season the Tigers had this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for all the coverage and everything you guys have done. It was a lot of fun.
Let's talk about that fun. Most dual wins in a season in Carroll High history. You took four guys down to the state tournament. What a run and what a season you guys had this year.
yeah, you know, when you get 17 dual wins, you know, and we probably had some duels that got canceled, the Ogden dual tournament. We didn't get to wrestle Creston and Harlan again. So, you know, who knows? Maybe could have got 20, could have got more than that. But, you know, to get 17 dual wins on a season like this, you know, which is everybody's kind of dealing with things differently. You know, it's not a normal regular season. But, you know, maybe that helped us out as well, having dual team tournaments instead of individual tournaments. I don't know. But, yeah, and then getting four qualifiers is always a good thing to have.
Coach, what was it about this season that kind of stood out for you and why you guys were able to have the year that you had?
I think what stood out for us the most was a lot of it had to do with a lot our senior leadership and the gelling of the freshman class and the young guys. I think they all just kind of been wrestling together for such a long time that they just kind of been knocking at the doors. And I think everybody kind of saw it was coming, you know, and was kind of waiting for this year and the next steps of where Carroll High Wrestling was going to go. And, you know, these seniors did a great job. And, you know, Tyson Bordenaro, Cage Shable, Camden Robinson from IKM, who gave us 6 years and drove every day to practice. Jackson Coolman, Abraham Dirks, and you know, Carter Vanami would have been a nice one to have in there, but it kind of ended his season a little bit early. But, you know, they gave us everything that we needed and everything that we asked, you know, and that's one thing as coaches we talked about. The one thing that stood out probably the most with these group of guys is they adapted to everything we threw at them. They adjusted to everything that we asked them to do with very few complaints. They just kind of bought in and did what they needed to do. And I think that's the part that stood out is that willingness to be uncomfortable and that buy-in of this is the right way and this is the way we're going to go about it. And it's kind of been in the years of the making. So I think that's kind of what stood out the most.
Coach, you kind of hear a lot of people saying the Carroll Cardinal wrestling program has kind of maybe had something to do with it. I think you would give some of the credit to that and kind of getting these kids started on the right foot.
Oh, I'll give a lot of credit to that. And it's no doubt. I mean, the younger you can get them started, the more you can get them on. I'm not saying the youngest start them is the best thing, but, you know, you get them started on the right path to love the sport and enjoy the sport. And that's what the Cardinals do is they make it fun. They make it a family atmosphere, and everybody kind of gets along, and everybody cheers for each other. And it's a lot of time and effort that they put into it. And, you know, they start them at a younger age, and they get to learn the sport. It makes our job easier, and then the middle school transitions as well. And it makes our job easier at the high school. And I'm sure Vaughn would have admitted as much as I do that it's nice not having to start over and teach new things. You know, I felt like for years you continually started to teach new things and you continually had to teach people how to do things that they should have already known. And, you know, when you can move on and adjust from there, it's easier and it makes life easier. And the kids know what's expected and they're driven. And, you know, everybody kind of knows the feeling of how it's going to go and they know the sport of wrestling and everybody adapts and grows from it.
What did you feel like was the biggest wins for you guys this year, especially with all the dual wins you had? I know there were some disappointing ones where you felt like you could have had it, and we talked throughout the season about sometimes on Saturday mornings, you know, those forfeits you had to give up kind of costing you a few wins. But what matches stand out for you?
Oh, man, matches, duels, tournaments, there's so many. I mean, I think you're starting off the year and going to Dallas Center Grimes and running that dual team tournament and getting into the finals of Russell Waverly and Creston and those guys, that kind of gives an idea of, hey, we got a good thing going and where this year's going to go about it. And they took that to heart and they used it. And then, you know, you wrestle Raccoon River and I think we had four teams ranked in the top 10 out of our conference. And then you go to the Herb Ergens tournament and then you go to, the Tiger Knight, you know, coming and being in the finals of the Tiger Knight, doing that, the Herb Ergens tournament, the Perry tournament with 17 teams, and, you know, the Men in Hall tournament. I think there's so many with this group. Probably the duel that stood out the most was probably that Lewis Central duel at the end at Perry. You know, I think that was the icing on the cake that everybody kind of jumped up and said, here we are, you know, we're here and we're here to have some fun and make some noise. And you know, Lewis Central kind of chased us around throughout the year. You know, they wanted to wrestle us in the beginning of the year, then they wanted to wrestle us in the middle of the year, and then, you know, they got us at the end of the year. And, you know, there's so many moments as a coach and when you have good years like this that stick out so many. There's so many matches, there's so many moments that you just I couldn't. Everybody's got a special moment, and everybody's got a special part, and you know, we'd be here for an hour and a half letting me talk if that was the case.
Coach, one thing that really stood out to me, and it happened just a couple of days ago on, I think it was Friday evening, or no, maybe might have actually, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, you know, it was Friday evening. Talk to Jackson Coleman as part of the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Yeah.
You guys seem so relaxed, like you were having so much fun. And I think that just kind of encapsulates what this whole season was like.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, and there was, not everything's fun. I mean, everybody's going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's all fun. No, there's times where, I mean, we're at each other's throat. It's like a family atmosphere. You know, there's times where Jackson Coleman and I were not seeing eye to eye. And every coach, and I'm sure Brian Coleman and Christy would agree, as well as Jackson. You know, there's times where you don't see eye to eye, and yep, things don't always go away. You know, they don't go that way. But, you know, in the end, you know, we're trying to teach them how to be young men, and we're trying to teach them to be responsible and respectful, and, you know, trying to teach them to do the right things and all those. And that's the real aspect that I think we sometimes miss in the world of athletics. You know, it's always winning and all the trophies and the medals, and yeah, those are great things, but in the end, it's 4 years of dedication and 4 years of hard work. And if you're like me, I mean, it's a job enough the way it is that I don't want to have to make it work. And when it becomes work, then it becomes no fun. That's why they call it work, you know. But then there's time to have that fun, and kids need to have that. And I think as a coaching staff, we do a pretty good job of knowing when to punch the clock and when it's time to go to work, and then when it's time to just kind of relax and come together and breathe a little bit, you know. And in the end, the crazy part about it is, we talk about as coaches, you remember matches, you remember certain moments, but the biggest thing that you probably remember most is the memories. And it's those certain times that, hey, remember when we did this, or remember that. I mean, I have so many athletes that come back and say, hey, coach, remember when you did this and did that? And I was like, there's so many years I don't remember, you know, or, you know, or that time that this happened, you know. And they'll remember those. And I think that's the most that you get out of it. And the state tournament's pressure enough, and it's a roller coaster of emotions enough that sometimes that we forget to throw a little bit of fun in there, because that's what it comes down to in the end. If you're not having fun, why do it, you know? So I think our staff does a great job with that, you know, and to have Tyler Swope around helping us at the middle school and at the high school as well. Taylor Berger, who's been in the program, Russell Formey, you know, and wrestled at the next level. Dan Drake, you know, who runs the Cardinals and does all those things for us. And Keith Weber and Marty Vanderheiden, you know, Keith's a graduate of Carroll High, Marty's a graduate of Carroll High. They're invested in, and they like to have fun, you know. And I guess throw me in there, you add a little character every once in a while, and you know, like my wife says, you can't take us anywhere when we're all together. So it's kind of a good thing, and we all come together that way. The kids get to see it, and they come together as well.
Coach, with the COVID and everything else, how much does that wear a guy or even a team down? I can't imagine kind of the pressure and stuff almost just every day to just be able to try and get through the season, let alone get through a day in a week.
Yeah, it is, I hate saying the term it is what it is, but it is, but it's life, and life's going to throw unexpected things at you, and life threw this at us, you know. And I think sometimes as adults, the biggest thing we hate is people telling us, no, we can't do something. You know, when you become an adult, you can't do this. And adults don't like to hear the word no as much as kids don't. You know, so we really focused on the things that we can control. We can't control what's going on outside. We can't control what's the sickness in those things, but we can control how we deal with it and how we go about it. And I think that's kind of the one big thing sports and high school athletics teaches you. It's not always going to go your way. Isn't it? Every day is rainbows and unicorns and all those fun things. Sometimes life sucks, and life's going to throw things that you can't handle. And this is one thing it threw at us, that you got to deal with it. You can't complain about it. You can. It's not going to do you any good, and it's not going to fix it, but we got to do our part. And I think everybody kind of did their part, and, you know, and you deal with what you can handle. And that's the biggest thing we get to the kids, is we can't control those atmospheres. We can't control those things. The only thing we can do is our part, and hopefully everything turns out okay. And, you know, we focus on the negatives, but what's that get you, you know? So I think that's kind of what we did. And it really helped having football with McCartan and all of our staff on the football program kind of dealing with it, you know. Same thing. You just kind of, the kids are used to it. They just adjust to it, and we make the best of whatever we can do.
Coach, you mentioned early on this senior club and senior group and what they did to kind of lead and stuff, but what a special group of guys. You're going to miss these guys.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of, you know, again, Jackson Coolman and Abraham Dirks, I spend a lot of time with them outside of school, you know, and I am. I'm going to miss those guys, you know, and you build a relationship with kids that's going to last a long time, you know, and you don't realize that when you're coaching. You don't realize the impact you make on those guys and the moments that they're going to remember. And it's tough, you know, and it's joyful, and that's what you do. You know, I talked to a bunch of coaches that have retired before, and Mark Sawhill, we were down at the state tournament, he said the same thing. He goes, I miss the kids. He goes, I miss that atmosphere. I miss that moment with them. And this group of seniors is just like, I don't want to say they're just like every other senior, because they're not. They have their unique thing, and they're going to have their unique story, and we're going to be able to send that message across too, and that's what they want to be remembered for. And they're a great group of guys, and a lot of years of dedication, and their families. I mean, I can't say it enough. They're, congrats to their family. I mean, they should high-five themselves for raising such good young men and such responsible individuals. And even though, you know, sometimes they forget their keys in their car, or they forget their equipment, and their pain's in the rear end. But, you know, that's the memories you're going to remember, and that's what makes them, you know. So, yeah, I can't say enough about these seniors. Again, I could go on for an hour and a half, and your radio show would be forever long. Plus, I don't think I could take it. I'll probably end up crying.
Yeah, so. you probably. And I wanted to make you cry some year. No, I'm just kidding, Coach.
Well, you about did, so there. I'm sure you heard. So, yeah, and the kids know. I do. I care about kids a lot, and I care about them, and I hope they realize that, and I hope their parents realize, you know, they're a special place in our heart as well.
Absolutely, Coach. And I tell you what, the senior's going to be missed, but the development of the younger kids and the youth you got coming back, I think you're as excited about the future and next year as what you're probably pleased with how this year went.
Yeah, there's a lot, and we said it too. You know, I sent a text message to all the coaches and thanked them for everything that they did and their time and away from their families. And now it's time to kind of just recharge and take a break and a breather, you know. It's, kids need it too, you know. We need a little bit away from each other. We need a little bit of time to regroup and do other sports and get involved in other activities and, you know, build that relationship with other families and coaches as well. And, you know, we'll get back to work when it's time to get back to work. And, yeah, there's a lot of good, exciting things. But, again, with that excitement, you know, it's how much time and work they're going to get put in. And we don't know what's going to happen from here till now, you know. So it's kind of just put yourself in the best possible position and hope everything turns out. But yeah, there's a lot of good wrestling in Carroll County. I mean, not just at Carroll High. I mean, Kemper's got a lot of good things going for him. You know, there's so many. Rockwell City's got, I mean, Southern Cal, they got things just in the area. And you saw it. There's a lot of good wrestling in the area, and that's what we want as coaches, to build it. And yeah, we're going to battle and scrape it out and not enjoy each other when we're wrestling each other. But at the end, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want to see, you know, Coach Schultz and the Southern Cal, or I keep calling Southern Cal, you know, the Rockwell City, those guys, you know, to do well, the Titans, South Central Calhoun, to do their thing, you know, and Audubon to do their thing, and Coon Rapids to do their thing. And, you know, we all want everybody to do very well there.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I'm excited about the future, and I'm going to be missing these conversations every week. It's always fun to catch up with you, but I'm sure I'll run into you.
I think you like it more to razz me, man.
I do. Absolutely, man. I might have to just text you just to give you a hard time throughout the week. But
well, you and Story, and just keep in Honnold, keep those stories and those pictures away of, you know, as shields. Let's, you know, we'll keep the imagination to everybody in the crowd, but.
Yeah, I don't think I've deleted that one yet, but
that outfit was not going to fit me.
Yeah,
so.
No, probably not. So, Coach, as always, it's always fun to talk with you, man. Enjoy your off season, and we'll see you around soon.
I appreciate it, and thanks for everything you guys have done. And, you know, I wish everybody a great spring and a great sports season for all the, you know, surrounding sports, the community, and, you know, have a little bit of fun, and hopefully this everything goes well, and we can get back to a sense of normalcy at some point.
Absolutely. Head Coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Tiger Wrestling Program.
It's that time of year for comfort food, and you can always count on MC's Cafe for just that, along with fast, friendly service. Whether you're stopping in for a rich cup of coffee or their delicious daily specials, stop in today, try a slice of their homemade pie, a cup of soup, or all-day breakfast. MC's Country Cafe, your stop for great food. Locally owned and operated for over 27 years. MC's, located on Highway 30 East in Carroll.
Hi, I'm Kurt Lange with Champion Ford. The time to save is now. Looking for new? Get an all-wheel drive Ford EcoSport for $340 a month or an all-wheel drive Escape for less than $400 a month. Both are $7,000 off. How about Ford Fusion for around $300 a month? Take almost $12,000 off F-150. Looking for low-mile used? Get a 2017 Ford Fusion for $239 a month or a 17 Focus for $209 a month. As always, get free oil changes for life. Don't wait. These deals won't last long. Carroll's Champion Ford, where everybody wins.
Shane Vaughn, head wrestling coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here today as we take a look back at a very successful 2020-2021 season. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You bet, Shane. You know, this was a good year for you guys. Good numbers out for you. Solid year. Kind of your thoughts overall on how you felt like the season went?
I think it was a good year. You know, definitely leaves you wanting a little more at the end of it. But that's, you know, no matter where you are, no matter how you finish, you're going to want a little bit more out of it. But I think overall it went pretty well. We had a lot of progress. A big thing I keep reminding myself is we're only losing one senior. So of the, you know, 22 kids on the team, 21 come back. And so that's a big, big step for our growth and for how we're going to be next year, I think.
Where did you see this young group grow the most this season?
Confidence. We had a lot of people that came in and were, you know, still relatively new to wrestling, if not brand new to wrestling, and just kind of watching them start to figure out that, you know, they can wrestle with anybody and they can beat those guys that have been around the block a little longer than them, and they can, you know, they can compete and see their mental toughness kind of grew along with that. Just getting tougher, not getting down on themselves, their confidence, and that's what you want to see a sport like wrestling help develop in people is, you know, it's going to take them a lot further in life too when they're confident and they're focused and they're able to, you know, put things aside and just kind of work and get the job done, and it's really fun to see them grow and mature in that aspect.
Which wrestlers did you feel like maybe grew the most as the season went on, especially maybe those guys that are, or gals, that are in their first year, you know, or second year of wrestling?
The one that jumps right to my mind is Jake Housman. I had to do a pretty good sales pitch to get him to wrestle. He's been a basketball guy his whole life, but I talked him into giving it a shot, and brand new, never watched the sport before, never tried it, and ended up being a district qualifier and just right around 500 record. And to see him, you know, go from I'm just here to fill a weight class to I want to go out there and compete to, you know, I'm going to go out and win, and I'm going to get better every time out, and I'm going to, you know, do what I can to beat every guy in front of me is really cool to see. And by the end of the year, he was starting to pick up that confidence, and, you know, I'm really excited to have three more years with that kid.
Do you feel like now after year two that most of the guys and gals on the team kind of understand what you're looking for them and what type of wrestlers you want at Kemper?
Yeah, I think so. It definitely helps when you have a lot of people coming back on the team and they're kind of all bought into that that mindset, that, you know, lifestyle that you want. Because that way the new kids coming in can kind of get brought into that by the other guys instead of me having to be on them all the time about it. So it's helpful when you have upperclassmen like, you know, Hayden Stout, Shea Parkus, Cal Waniger. I'll even throw Riley Parkus in there, even though he's just a sophomore. Because those four guys, they're our team captains. They really get, you know, what I want out of the team, what I want out of the guys. And they're able to help, you know, help bring people into it and help show people, you know, way things need to get done. And it makes my job easier having a group of guys like that.
Coach, a lot of the weekend tournaments this year went to individual tournaments rather than duels. Did you like that change, or would you like to see things kind of shift back? And how did you feel like you guys did in those weekend tournaments?
I think we did pretty well. You know, I like individual tournaments. I like dual tournaments. I like to have a good mix of them just because duels are really fun, especially for the new guys, because they can all sit together and have that team environment and team atmosphere and cheer each other on and have people cheering them on when they're wrestling more than at an individual tournament. So I like those, but at the end of the day, they're kind of something a little satisfying for our guys about working their way through a bracket and coming out on top individually as well. So
both have their merits. But overall, I thought we competed well. Would have liked to see, you know, one of our tournaments got snowed out, which was, you know, could happen any year. But would have liked to see that one because I think it would have been a good one for us to compete in. But, you know, end of the day, we're just fortunate to have had a season this year. And so we're pretty thankful to that we were allowed to compete at all.
Which tournaments did you feel like you guys, you know, maybe did as well as you had hoped going in?
We had a couple guys. I mean, every tournament we had a couple good matches, a couple matches we were like that back. Hawkeye 10, we wrestled really well. Shea had a great tournament. Riley had a nice win. Tri-Center, we had some good stuff happen. Humboldt, to start the year, we had a lot of guys kind of getting back in the groove of competing, but again, a bunch of little, you know, little takeaways that were good there.
Any duels stand out to you, and how did you feel like the duel season went during the middle part of the week?
Duels were good. For the most part, we were getting better every time out, which is what you want to see. We had a couple duels later in the year that didn't really follow that trend, but across the board, we, you know, we went out and we competed and we battled and we fought and just kind of, you know, grew as a team as we moved forward, and that's something that I think if we can kind of keep that moving into next year and through next year, it's going to take us to higher levels and get us more towards where we want to be as a program and close to reaching those long-term goals that we have.
Coach, first year that you guys had a couple of young ladies go out, Grace Hoffman and Kyra Walterman. Sad thing for Kyra was injured kind of early in the season and not able to finish, but you could see the passion for her about the sport, even though it was the first time she had tried it. And then Grace Hoffman went out and had a nice year for you. Talk about what it was like having those two young ladies and how you saw them develop as this season went on.
It was awesome. I'm a, you know, huge supporter of girls wrestling, and I think we're getting close to getting it sanctioned in Iowa, hopefully, so fingers crossed about that moving forward. But it was great to have the girls out. They worked hard, and they definitely didn't want us to take it light on them at practice or, you know, didn't want us to take them out of conditioning or anything. They wanted to be a part of everything and do everything, and that's what you want to have with your team. You know, it did stink that Kyra got hurt early on, but one thing that was awesome to see there is after she was hurt, she was still at every practice, and she was on the side working out and doing whatever she was allowed to do and, you know, making herself get better every day, even though she wasn't on the mat. And so it was really cool that she had that mentality of keep improving, keep working, I'll be back next year, rather than, okay, I got hurt, I'm done. And it was really cool that she was, you know, just getting after and having that good growth mindset.
Coach, Shea Parkes makes it down to state for you, had a tremendous year. What did you see from him this year?
A lot of leadership. Last year we had Ben Schmitz and Colin Wiederens. We had a couple good seniors that were the majority of our leadership. Shea spoke up here and there, but Ben and Colin were kind of our guys being the upperclassmen. But Shea this year kind of really grew into, you know, that guy that everyone looked to and that leader, and for good reason. I mean, he's a tough kid. He works really hard, and he does a lot of things right. And that shows in his record. You know, he went 43-5 this year, had a great season. And I think he's disappointed right now. He wanted to be standing on the podium, and, you know, we all know he's capable of it, but he's just going to keep working and get back and, you know, refocus for next year.
You mentioned three other guys as kind of underclassmen getting to be captains this year in Riley Parkes, Hayden Stout, and Cam Wedinger. What stood out for you about those three young men?
The standard they set. You know, they come in every day and they work hard. And they're not all always vocal, but they all are always putting in hard work and showing, you know, showing people the right things to do and showing people the right way to work. And, you know, like I said earlier, that makes my life a lot easier because, you know, when I'm talking and saying, hey, this drill should look like this, I can grab those guys, throw them out in the middle, and I trust that they're going to do it the way I want to do it and be that example for everyone. And so having a solid group of four guys that you know are going to do what you need them to do is just, it's really, really a blessing to have as a coach.
Coach, a lot of other wrestlers got some experience this year. Who were some other guys that maybe stood out for you a little bit this season?
John Bates definitely stood out for me. He's a freshman, first-year wrestler, and found himself in our varsity lineup at 138 early on. And that wasn't, you know, wasn't necessarily a great thing for him developmentally wise, where, you know, a couple weeks on JV would have been nice to kind of get his feet wet and kind of figure out how to wrestle. But at the same time, it showed that he's going to fight, he's going to battle. I mean, the kid, you know, went out there having 3 weeks of wrestling experience and was just fighting and, you know, didn't necessarily know exactly what he was doing, but was fighting and battling and working hard. And so that was good to see and, you know, something we could point to as a measure of toughness. And, again, he's only a freshman, so having 3 more years with him is going to help him grow and develop and make him into a really tough kid.
Coach, as we kind of take a look at the roster here a little bit, Trent Ashide, Nolan Simons, Tanner Higby, Grant Nielsen, all guys that went out and saw some mat time for you.
Yeah. The nice part about this year was we were able to get a lot of people in and out of our varsity lineup. So it's a lot of good, you know, good experience, good mat time for people. And, you know, some years you're going to have a more consistent, more stable lineup, but this is just one of those years where, due to injury, people getting sick, people missing time, whatever, we're able to rotate people through the lineup, and hopefully they are all, you know, focused and getting back for next year and ready to kind of cement themselves in that lineup instead of being in and out, and that's going to lead to good competition in the room, and that's what we want to have.
Had Bryce Wiskus going above 500 for you guys this year, mid-20s for wins, according to my numbers. Also, Carter Whelan, Mason Roy, and also Will Healy had nice years for you. Talk a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, Bryce really started coming on the back half of the year. Early on, you know, he's wrestled a long time, and I think it's always tough being a freshman at a heavier weight, wrestling 160 and 170, wrestling a lot of sophomores, juniors, and seniors, but I think he had a little confidence issues early on, and he'll tell you that, you know. But once he figured out that he can wrestle with the high school guys and he can beat high school guys and age doesn't matter a whole lot, he started doing really well and kind of fixed his mentality a little bit and was really coming on strong late in the year. So I'm excited to see what he can do, you know, if he keeps that work ethic and that motivation going forward. And then Carter Whelan was, you know, one of those guys I talked about earlier where he's kind of in and out of the lineup. Same with Nolan Simon and Will Healy, where they're guys that were, you know, given opportunities and did what they could to take the most of them, and they all had some nice wins for us. And I know that next year they're going to be trying to come back stronger. And just like I said with Bryce, where they're going to kind of, you know, cement themselves and earn their spot and, like, solidify that they're going to be our guy at that weight all year next year.
And Coach, three other guys that saw some mat time, Jagger Lucci, Connor Hayes, and Carter Pudence.
Yeah, Jagger got hurt early on, but he was doing well. He was making a lot of dietary and kind of lifestyle changes and fixing his weight and getting where he needed to be, and he's been doing well still. You know, even after getting hurt, he kept on his diet. He's been doing really well, been looking really good. So I think if he's able to keep that moving forward, it's going to set him up well for success next year, and he'll probably be wrestling a lighter weight class than he's ever wrestled before in high school, which is going to be good for him physically and, you know, as a competitor. Connor Hayes grew a lot this year. He, last year as a freshman, didn't have any wins. Unfortunately, he got hurt early on, so he didn't have too many matches. But for him to come out this year and win 13 matches over the course of the year, that was a big step forward, big growth point for him. And then Carter Putin's is a junior but a first-year wrestler, and he came in and was wrestling heavyweight for us early on. He was really undersized for heavyweight, yep. But he was going out and battling and just, you know, doing what he could for the teammate or for the team and his teammates and just fighting every day. And, it was really fun to watch him compete and grow and learn to love the sport.
Coach, with so much youth coming back, what do you feel like the future looks like for this program?
Future's good. I mean, I'm optimistic right now, but we can't be complacent yet. You know, we're not there yet where we're at the top and we're kind of hanging out. We still got to be fighting our way there, getting a good summer program going, getting guys in the weight room, getting guys out for track, things like that are going to help us moving forward and kind of, you know, carry that momentum into next year rather than having to pick up cold in November.
What are the off-season plans then that you can see for right now? And what are some areas that you mentioned, kind of going out for track, weight room? Are those the most important keys for, do you think, for the off-season?
Yeah, we encourage our guys to be multi-sport athletes just because it helps them learn to compete and kind of keep that competition mentality, that mindset that you're going to go out there and battle every day, no matter what you're doing. So being in a sport's going to kind of keep that in the forefront of your mind. But over the summer, we're going to be looking for a team camp. I know the guys like it. I like doing them, where you go and you stay at a college for a couple days to a week, and you're doing technique sessions and you're wrestling live against other teams and you're doing that kind of stuff. And hopefully we'll be able to do that. I know some colleges are holding off on releasing their dates due to concerns about if they're able to host them this year or not, but we're going to try to find one that we can get to, and then we're going to try to bring a few people into the room and get some open workouts going on and just get better.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's been fun getting to work with you for a second year here. Looking forward to year number three. Appreciate everything you do for us throughout the season, and appreciate all the time for the Saturday morning coaches show and for these interviews here. So appreciate everything, and looking forward to next season.
Yeah, thank you for covering us. It's been fun talking.
You bet. Head coach again, Shane Vaughn, with the Kemper Wrestling Program.
It's that time of year for comfort food, and you can always count on MC's Cafe for just that, along with fast, friendly service. Whether you're stopping in for a rich cup of coffee or their delicious daily specials, stop in today, try a slice of their homemade pie, a cup of soup, or all-day breakfast. MC's Country Cafe, your stop for great food, locally owned and operated for over 27 years. MC's, located on Highway 30 East in Carroll.
That is going to wrap up our final MC Country Cafe Coaches Show for this 2020-2021 sports season. Thanks to all of the football, volleyball, cross-country, also girls and boys swimming, which would be Deb Dander for both basketball, wrestling coaches that joined us. Thanks also to Mark and everybody down at MC's for hosting, and thanks everybody for tuning in for all of these months as well. Thanks to Randy Beeson, Eric Noggle, and Shane Vaughn for joining us here today. And again, if you want to find out what all of the area coaches are having to say about their seasons once their seasons are wrapped up, I've been catching up with all of the area coaches, whether it be wrestling, swimming, or girls or boys basketball, and all those interviews are getting posted to the report scores and stats page on the sports drop-down menu at 1380kcim.com. Want to remind you again, we're only a couple of weeks away. We've got our annual All Rewind Basketball All-Star Festivities coming up Sunday, March the 14th. We'll have the doors opening at around at 12:30 and everything getting underway at 1 o'clock out at Carroll High School. We're going to be honoring about the top 30 girls basketball players and the top coaches in girls basketball from the 10 schools that we cover. We're also going to be honoring about the top 30 boys basketball players and the top couple of coaches from this past season for boys basketball from the 10 schools that we cover. So I'm going to be playing some All-Star games for the girls, all-star games for the boys, a three-point shooting contest for both with a shoot-off between the winners. We'll also have a spot shot contest and an awards ceremony. Should take just a couple hours to wrap all of that up. Do still have some basketball going, though, on the boys' side of things, as South Central Calhoun looks to punch their ticket to the state boys basketball tournament. They'll take on Iowa Falls Alden tonight in Marshalltown. I'll have that broadcast for you tonight on Kick 106.7 pregame coverage again at around 6:45 with the tip-off at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Carroll Tigers looking to punch their ticket to the state boys basketball tournament. They'll take on Sergeant Bluff Luton over in Denison. That'll be Monday night. Terry Kaspabauer will join me for the broadcast on 93.7 KKRL. Pregame again at around 6:45 with the tip-off there at 7 o'clock. Thanks again for tuning in for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.